Like when you're a good child, you get rewarded. It's the same thing with our Heavenly Father. When we do something that we are supposed to do, we are rewarded. So this is blessing and obedience. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do and will fill your storehouses with grain. The Lord, your God, will bless you and the land he is giving you. If anyone wants to take a recap on reading that scripture, you can. Deuteronomy 28:8. And this devotion says, how sweet is it to know that God is guaranteed to bless you? It's exciting and reassuring. But we can often forget that some blessings are byproducts of alignment and obedience. The passage above makes clear that the blessing of provision isn't random. The blessing referenced is specifically and strategically attached to the land, the territory, and the assignment God is leading them into. You see, God doesn't promise to bless us where we don't belong. How else would he usher us into our promised land? For this reason, blessing and obedience go hand in hand. It's not that we are striving to earn a blessing that doesn't work. Instead, we are seeking to align with where God's presence, his plan, path, and provision are already flowing. For too many of our choices are decided, but not truly directed. When you default to doing what you want, when you want, and how you want, God will let you. But it doesn't mean that the blessing of his provision and protection will be under upon your decision. I'll say that again, but it doesn't mean that the blessing of his provision and protection will be upon your decision. It is, however, guaranteed to be upon his direction. It's time to stop trespassing in the land of our desires and to step in the territory of divine destiny. Are you living in the land of your own decisions right now or in God's direction? And y'all, then it has a prayer here. Lord, I trade my desires for your direction. Take me into your territory that you have already prepared for me to steward, amplify, and enjoy. In Jesus' name, amen. So y'all, in devotionals like this, you know, it makes me think, because we all have, you know, did things that we desired to do. It may not have been the best thing to do in that moment, but we all have done things in a desiring moment that shouldn't have taken place. And I have realized the difference in being obedient and letting God come through versus me taking matters into my own hands, doing the things that I know I don't have any business doing. I realized the difference. Just like I said, you know, earlier about being obedient. We have to enable God to move. God is not going to move. It says right here. God is guaranteed to bless us. He is guaranteed to bless us. If you work hard, he is guaranteed to bless you. And the blessing of provision is not random. It's not. We think things are random. We think things sometimes are coincidence, but they're not a coincidence, y'all. Things happen for a reason. We meet people for a reason. We are aligned divinely with people for a reason. But God does not bless us where we don't belong. He doesn't promise to bless us where we don't belong. He's not going to step on our toes. We have to enable him to move in our life. We have to say, okay, this is what I want. This is what I'm working for. God, this is what I expect. I need your help. And along the way, you know, we have to be determined to allow him to fight our battles. We have to be determined to let him align us with where we want to be, with who we want to meet. God has a plan for every single one of us, but we have to allow him to move. I remember when I was getting back in school, at first I wasn't praying. I was taking matters into my own hands. If I felt like things weren't going to go right, I'd light me up something. And we're just going to be real. I would light me up a little joint or something. And I would say, you know what? I've tried today. I'll try again next week. And it's like I just wasn't really doing the things that I should have or could have been doing to get me further than where I desired to go. So, you know, when it comes down to you're working hard and you're expecting God to come through for you, you have to be willing to go the whole nine yards. Like, you can't just give up on just the smallest little thing. And I would be ready to give up on the smallest little thing because I would get irritated. Irritation is a natural human feeling. But in that moment of irritation, we have to be willing to surrender. Let God know, hey, I'm irritated. I'm frustrated. And instead of, you know, going to get you a drink or lighting you up a cigarette or Black and Mild or even a little joint, whatever you decide to do, it needs to be for the good. And if you're handling business, doing those things are not going to help you. And that's something I had to realize because I came across someone that was willing to help me, but I was intoxicated. So I couldn't allow them to help me because I was ashamed. I didn't want them to be like, oh, well, how is she trying to get back in school and she's intoxicated? They may not would have even known I was intoxicated. But I'll never know. I'll never know because I took matters into my own hands. I didn't enable God to move. I asked him to help me, but I took matters into my own hands because instead of letting God's joy help me, instead of letting God's previous blessings in my life move me, motivate me, I decided to get intoxicated to help my day go by. Now, if I decide to, you know, have a drink or whatever, now that's up to me off the muscle of being sociable or just feeling like it. But as far as going as far to have to be intoxicated, to get things done, to feel accomplished, it feels good that I don't have to do that anymore. So enable God to move in your life. He is getting ready to bless you. He's going to bless you tremendously, but you have to allow him to move. Now that's it for me today, y'all. I love y'all so much. Stay encouraged. Go out. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Until tomorrow, I love y'all. Take it easy now. Peace.